this week's Torah, where he has been sponsored, Leilo Nishmas Moras Sora Reza, Baspin Yomin HaKoyen.
Kop Aleph Shvat, Friday the 1st of February, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Yisro's Bocha.
The Posik says, Vayesape Moshe Lachoshnoi, Moshe Rabbeinu told his father-in-law, Eish Kol Asher Oso Hashem Leparoi Ulemitzrayim. Say the Mephoshim, Lachua, what did he have to go along and tell Yisroi? The first Posik in this week's Sedra says, Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi heard, Yisroi already had heard. Says the Briskerov, that from here you see that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Mikayim, wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of being Mesapeh the miracles what happened. As the Posik writes in Tehillim, Shiru LaHashem Zamuloi Sichu Bechol Nifloisov, that there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to talk about all the wonders of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done. Until now, Moshe Rabbeinu never had the opportunity to fulfill that. Why? Because all the Klal Yisrael had seen it, mamash ayin b'ayin, but Yisrael, who had not seen it, mamash, and he didn't know all the details of the Nisim, therefore now Moshe Rabbeinu was mekayim the obligation which to go and talk about Sichu b'chol nefesh. Carries on the teva. Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-teva. Says that Yisroi vayichad. Says Rashi, what does it mean vayichad? Says Rashi, it means vayismach Yisroi. Yisroi was besimcha. And that's what the Targum says, vechadi. Vegdoi vechayim ha-kodesh. Why does the Torah speak in a lotion of Aramaic? Why does the Torah not write Vayismach Yisroi? Why does the Torah write it in Aramaic? Says the Eirei Chaim HaKadosh that the Torah wants to tell you Enoch and Amma, Yisroi was besimcha. But at the same time, when Yisroi was besimcha, he got, as they call it in the English, goose pimples. His skin got goose pimples, meaning to say, at the time when he had the joy, he also had at the same time a physical reaction. And that's what the Torah is showing. And that is what the Torah is showing by the words, by Yichad Yisroi, to show you that at the same time he was happy, but at the same time he had the goose pimples. And you find exactly the same thing by Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu says Yerachaim HaKodesh, when he came and he met Yosef, by Yofok Liboy, he had such a simcha at that time that he went at that same time and he reacted, a physical reaction from the shock. And the embassy is that what Yerachaim says. The embassy is, we find the same idea by Rosh Hashanah. The Posik says by Rosh Hashanah in Nehemiah, Ochlu mashmanim ushesu mamtakim al te'atzvu. Don't be upset. Ki chedras Hashem, because the simcha of Hashem himu uschem. So the Torah calls, the Posik calls, the simcha of Rosh Hashanah chedva. Nevertheless, it says, on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to say, moyadim le simcha. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is not as man simcha. Say the Lechua, you see from here, what's the pshat? You've got to be besimcha, but at the same time, you've got to have with it yira. You've got to have with you yira. So that's what the Posik is saying. When the Posik says, Al te'otzvu ki chedvas Hashem, you've got to have simcha. Of it, Lodayim, not a proper simcha, it should be ki chedvas Hashem. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, that the word vayichad has another explanation. Says the Gemara, Shehavi Chelev Chido al Savoy. He put a sharp sword on himself. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, what does that mean? He mauled himself. He did Mila. And the Mephoshim say, Rav Zalman Solotskin says, that even though all the Yidden in the Midbar, they did not do Mila. Why did they not do Mila? Because all the years that they were in the Midbar, their Ruach Sveinis didn't blow, and it was dangerous to go along and do Mila. Asked Rav Zalman Solotskin, if that is the case, how did Yisrael go along and do Mitzvah's Mila? Says Rav Zalman Solotskin, that the Yidden were born Yidden. From birth, the only thing, they are the chiyuv of a Mitzvah's Mila. Therefore, they were now in a matzav, in a position of a sakona. Therefore, they had, says Rav Zalman Solotskin, a ptur for minus. And I'm putter, that when the sakona goes away, then you're mechuyev. Ova, says Rav Zalman Solotskin, by Yisrael, Yisrael doch given a goy. It doch given a person which Chazal say knew every avodah zara in the world. He had tested everyone out. He wants to now come under. He wants to become a Yid. He had no other choice. If you want to become a Yid, go along, you have to do Mila. If you want to, one of the conditions to become a Ger is to do Mila and Tfila. Without Mila and Tfila, he says, no, without Mila, there's no Gerus. Well, it's the Zognik Benayna. So Benayna can Yid. Nobody's telling you to come a Yid. You want to come a Yid, you've got to go along and you've got to do it. Carries on the Torah. This is what I want to talk about in the next Pasuk. Says the Torah, carries on the Torah. When he heard this, Vayomer Yisrael, Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem, asher hitzil etchem, miyad Mitzrayim u'miyad Pari. But thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he took us out, took you out, miyad Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a very interesting Gemara. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on this Pasuk, Ginayu Lemeisha, this what Yisrael did was a genai from Moshe, v'shishim riboy. Shalei amru baruch, they didn't say the word baruch, ad shebo Yisrael v'yoma baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara that it was a bizoyim for Klal Yisrael, that he was the first person who said it. And Chazal say, the Medrash says, that because Yisrael did that, and none of the Shishim Riboy had done it, that's why he was Zeicher, that his grandchildren should sit, Bnei Bonov should sit, Ben Lishkas Hagozis, in the Lishkas Hagozis. All the Mepharshim ask, on this Gemara, Lechura, what does it mean, that the Gnayu le Moshe v'shishin riboy. What do you want? Moshe Rabbeinu in last week said, he said a shiva. Wherefore, what lay extra in the words that Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem elekei Yisrael, Baruch Hashem elekei Yisrael, asher hitzil etchem miyad Mitzrayim. What was so special in those words? And the Mepharshim say that Yisrael made Nistama Brocha. His Brocha was, the Gemara says in Brochas, Kol Brocha, She'ein Bo Haskoro, Shemu Malchus, then it's not a Brocha. So the Brocha was with a Shemu Malchus. Why? Because it said in the next Pasuk, Vayeme Yisrael Boruch Hashem, Ashehitzel Eschem, carries on the Torah, Ato Yodati Ki Godel Hashem Mikol Elohim. Say the Mepharshim, that was the Malchus. That was being Mamlich, the Ribbono Shel Olam on the whole world. Oh, but the question is still what we're asking. The Chura, what was the greatness, the more that Yisrael did, more than anybody? Says the Be'er Yosef, if you look properly, and you look at the Shiva, what do you find? The whole Shiva talks about the Niflois of Hashem, the Gevurois of Hashem, what Hashem did to Pare and the army of Mitzrayim. O Shiva Hashem ki goi gom, sus v'reich v'yom v'yom. Everything there is talked about what the Ribbono Shel Olam did to the Mitzrayim. But there's no mention at all as a thanksgiving to the Yidden, that what the Yidden had been rescued from the Chayil Pare, from the army of Pare, and been rescued. That is what Israel did, Yisrael did over the Klal Yisrael. Yisrael went and he said, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem. Why Taka? What's Taka the reason? Why the Yidden didn't mention at all? Why didn't they mention at all the Inyan of them being rescued from Pari? Says Rabbi Yosef Salant, that Chazal say, Rosso Shifcho Arayom Masaleiro Cheskel Ben Buzi, that the Shifcho Arayom saw, even the part of the Shifcho, saw Nisim there at the time, which nobody else saw. They were uplifted to such a uplifting of Malas and Nevuah to see Manush Malas Elikim. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than all other Nevi'im saw. And that's why the whole Shira is all about praising the Ribbono Shel Olam being a Gibbon Milchoma. And that's where if you look right through, Oshira Hashem Ki Goy Go, and the prophet says, Ze Keili Ve'an Ve'yu, and the prophet says, Mi Kamoicha Ve'ilem Hashem. Therefore, says the Be'er Yosef, that's why the Klal Yisrael didn't feel anything. They didn't feel the Simcha. Of being rescued from Mitzrayim. They felt much more the thanksgiving to have been merited, to see the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why they did not mention at all, thanking Hashem for their redemption. Kum dechais, that the gnus that the Chazal say about Klal Yisrael, that they didn't go along and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't come from their badness. They came from their tzvach, but they didn't go along and appreciate. They're in such high spirituality, and therefore that's why they came to such a mess. The idea, Rabbi Yosef Salant says, there is another way to understand the reason why Yisrael was considered to be great, that he came, and Chazal say, Gnai Le Yisrael, that Yisrael did it. The Tiferes Shleima says part of this. He says, when somebody davens for a friend, and he's happy with his friend's teva, that's much more choshuv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a person who davens for himself. And that is the way tzaddikim do. Tzaddikim go along and they daven for the teva of their friends. And they are happy with the simcha of their friends. As the Mefarshim say, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hashmi es kailech, hear my voice, ki kailech orev, meaning to say, I'm doing a voice Olev, like a gantor, and davening for other people. Kum dechais, the greatness of Yisrael was that even though he wasn't Mizera Yisrael, he was happy with somebody else's Yeshua and all their teva. That was the greatness of Yisrael. Could jolly well be, according to the Tiferes Shleim, the Yidden Taka did it. They thanked Hashem. Where they did it, I'm not sure where the words lie. Oh, but they did it. And that was the greatness of Yisrael, that he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for even for something which he did, which hadn't happened to him. There is a vort of the Viskarov, which fits in very good with this. The Viskarov says, the Pasuk says, Vayichad Yisrael, Yisrael was happy, and then Vayomer Yisrael Baruch Hashem. Says the Biskarov, in Shulchan Aruch states, in Simen Reish Yutes, that if somebody can make a Birchas Agrimo for somebody else's teva, I can make a Birchas Agrimo even for somebody else's teva. Tzvegder Ramoa Kasher of an art, how can that be? That ness, what happened, didn't happen to me. So how can I go along and make a bracha? Stating with all these words. Hoyel, the Eimeim Eloich, since he's only making the bracha, Rak Derech Shrachavaido, he's making the bracha as a thanksgiving talk with his bracha. Al Tiras Chaveroi, for the good of his friend, Shesomeach Boy, which I am happy about. Says the Taz, up and out on that Lamor, that from here you see, when can you make a bracha on your friend's ness, or something with your, he's mechuyah, only in a case when you are besimcha. But if you're not besimcha, then you can't say the bracha. Said the Brisker of, that's the Agdoma of the Pasuk. Vayichad Yisroi, Yisroi was besimcha. Mibad Yisroi was besimcha, hot egi ken rogn the bracha, vayyema Yisroi, Baruch Hashem. Only then could he make the bracha. And he said it, as we said, with Shema Malchus. And Eivazei, that fits in very good with what we said just now. That Yisrael's greatness was that he was making a bracha on what? On a simcha of somebody else, like we said. And that was the greatness. How could he do it? Only because of the Agdama of Vayichad Yisrael. The Gemara in Brochus. Dat nun dalet is da mishna. Havoye mokim shenasu boy nisim li Yisrael. If somebody sees a place where nisim were done to Klal Yisrael, Eime, you can say, Boruch sha'oso nisim la'avishenu ba'mokim hazeh. He can do it, make a bracha, shayla b'shem ha'malchus, or not, that's not negeir to me. Treg di gimore, menoa nimile. Where do you know it from? Zog di gimore, Omar Rabbi Yechnen, says Rabbi Yechnen, the Omar Klaw, the Pasuk said, the Pasuk we've been talking about, by Yeme Yisrael, Boruch Hashem Asher Hitzelu Yisrael. That Yisrael made a bracha, Boruch Hashem. Trek them out, Shalom. Excuse me, what are we talking about here? That if you pass a place where there was a nest to the rabbin, you can go along and make the bracha. Take them out, Shalom. And those that are not given by the Mokim, and those given yet by Har Sinai. So take them out, Shalom. How do you go along? How does the Gemara bring a raya from there to the halacha of Aroya Mokim Shanasu by Nisim? Yisrael was now by Midbar Sinai. He didn't see the Nisim of Mitzrayim or Kriyas Yamsuf. Take them out, Shalom. He was making the bracha on the nisim of Anenei Kovid and the mon and the bear. That was there, says the Marsha, he was making the bracha on the nisim of Anenei Kovid, mon and bear. I have to tell you, I just don't understand that Marsha. Number one, the Pasuk state of Faket to the Marsha. Vayeme Yisrael, Boruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim. Implying, what was the Nisim on? On the Nisim that they came out of Mitzrayim? That's number one. Number two, the Gemara is trying to bring a raya from here. That what? That you can go along. And if you come to a place, Omokim Shanasu by Nisim, that the halacha is, that you are allowed to go along later and make a bracha. Excuse me, here, what was Yisrael? According to the Masha, he managed himself solving Nisim. So how can you go along and learn out from here? How can you learn out from here that on Omokim, that if you pass a place of Nisim the Rabbim, that the halacha is you can make a bracha even after the Nes? He saw the Nes himself now. At this moment he was seeing the Nes. According to the way the Masha learns, that he was mamash seeing the Nes, if making the bracha, Amon, Be'er. He mamash saw it. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? How did the Gemara bring a raya? These two kashas. Rav Zalman Savotskin, in Oznayim the Torah, Dr. Meir de Kavot. He brings the Masha, but he answers. He says a new Gedank. A very interesting Chiddush. Says Rav Zalman Sarotskin, that you're learning out from here. A different halacha, and you're comparing it. Rav Zalman Sarotskin says, that if you see the person, who the person happened the nest to, you're allowed to go along and make a bracha. Says Rav Zalman Sarotskin, Yisrael saw now Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shishin Riboy. next to him. And he saw that these were the people that were done the nes. So therefore he felt there's a chiyuv to go along and to make a bracha. Now the Gemara goes along and says, "Avivim is that doch in the Gemara." Says Rabbi Zalman Sorotsky, that the halacha is that when you see a person who the nes happened to, you've got to go along and make the bracha baruch she'osa li nes b'mokim zeh. So the Gemara holds that exactly the same thing is applicable when you come to the place. Why should there be a chilek? Kum dechais, says Rav Zalman Sorotskin, you're not learning out from here the etzem din or aroya mokim, because taki here wasn't the place. Why? Because now at this time, they weren't anymore in Mitzrayim. The Gemara is just saying, the Gemara is just learning out a chiddush, that if you see at the people who the miracle happened to, who here was Moshe Rabbeinu and Shishim Rivoi, the halacha is that you've got to make a bracha. And that's what Yisrael did. So the Gemara, now a comparison, if you say that the halacha is that when you go along, and you see the people who the miracle was done to, that you've got to go along and make a bracha, the same thing will be by the place as well. That idea is not mine. The idea is Rav Zalman Sorotsky. But that is the Masor, sorry to say, I don't know what he's saying. From these psukim here, you can learn a meiridika limut, the chilik, swishin amoysa rabbeinu at tzaddik, and Elosha. Let's look back in the Torah by the Sarah Maskim. The Sarah Maskim was stuck in the dungeons. What happened to him? He had a dream, and he met there Mr. Yosef HaTzadik. And he got a favor from Yosef HaTzadik. And at the time, the Sarah Maskim greatly appreciated him. And he thanked him. A little bit later, what happened? He forgot all about him. He forgot all about him. After he's interpreted his dream, he doesn't need him anymore. Bye-bye. Forgot them, Teva. Bye-bye. I don't need you. Zok de Mefarshim. Look at the difference of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, in past Shemais, had a tremendous Teva from his father-in-law. At that time he wasn't there. He gave him bread, he brought him in, and he gave him food. What happened now? Today, Moshe Rabbeinu is the manik from Klal Yisrael, the leader of Klal Yisrael. What does he do? Says the Torah in this week's Sedra. When Yisrael comes, he goes along. After being the head of the whole of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't forget Yisrael. He still went, and he gave him the Kovid Malachim. Like Rashi says, on the Pasuk, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went out, Kovei Godel Niskabed Yisrei Baisesho. Kivon She Yotze Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu went out, Yotze Arein Noda Ve'Aviu Umisha Roh Ez Eilu Yetzim Bala Yotze. Who would have seen them going out and not followed with? Does it the Chidik from a manik from Klal Yisrael? A filler now, even doch Mr. Somebody, even doch a manik, and if that's in Yishmer Oben, the Dem Yisrael, Oben, without I had a favor from him, at an earlier date, I carry on with giving him the fullest coverage, the fullest coverage. Das ist gewendig, wie ich spreche, von Moshe Rabbeinu.